5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You didn't hear me say 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 10 or so items that, in lickety-split fashion, when you hear these stories, you'll know what's going on in the world. Many of this list, on this list, many of this list, is that singular or plural? Many things on this list, Jennifer.
Many things.
Are things that you may not know much about at all.
But you're going to lesson me.
Yes, I'm going to teach you. This is a teachable moment. 800-510-8255, helping you to get a start on the day. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The issue of Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman and the unfortunate reality of that whole thing, the reason I think this has become as much of a hubbub as it has, Bill Cosby hit part of the nail on the head. I don't know if you heard what he said, that it was about guns, and that was, you know, pretty pure and simple, the story. The Stand Your Ground law is being attacked, analyzed, understood, misunderstood. There was a caller that we had on in the last hour, Jennifer, who so well understood not just Stand Your Ground, but the local police. He is, I forget where he is. Oh, no, he's in Georgia, state of Georgia. So we captured his call, and I'm going to play it here. I'm actually not going to play it. Michael's going to play it, technically. This fellow called and talked about why a Stand Your Ground law is needed. I had not ever thought about it in this way before, because the discussion about Stand Your Ground is sort of new. I wonder if anything like this could ever be adapted, let's say, in a state like where I am in Massachusetts or where you are in California. Can you imagine something like this being passed? I think you can if you listen to the reasoning behind what this gentleman thinks is a good reason that is important to have a Stand Your Ground law. Listen carefully to this caller.
I'm driving down the road, drop my kid off at school, and I've already passed three police officers that are standing on the side of the road with a radar gun trying to do nothing more than revenue collection. If the police officers were actually out there handling the neighborhoods, you know, taking care of petty crime, ask your police officer friends, which I do all the time, you know, what happens with petty crimes? Most of them go unsolved. The break-ins, the thefts, you know, the people that break into your car. These crimes are generally never solved. Therefore, it really makes Stand Your Ground laws, you know, where you have to pretty much protect yourself. It's gone crazy, specifically here in Georgia. There's no crime fighting whatsoever. It's all about revenue collection. And the police officers basically have to get the revenue in order to keep their jobs. Now, I'm not saying that Zimmerman was right or wrong. You know, that's for a judge to decide, and I'm ashamed the way that Al Sharpton has basically just mediaized this thing, that everybody's got an opinion, and nobody knows the facts. You know, maybe if he killed the guy in cold blood, then the justice system will work like it's worked, you know, for 200 years, and he'll get the crime, you know, he'll pay for it. But if it was self-defense, that's something else. So that's why those laws are totally needed whenever people, you know, feel threatened. Because you cannot count on the police officers anymore. Basically, it's all about revenue collection. If you don't believe me, look when you're driving to work today or home and just count the police officers on the side of the road that are doing nothing more than revenue collection as opposed to actual true crime fighting. And crime fighting from petty crimes where it all starts and it works up from there.
I think he is 110% correct. What about you, Jennifer?
I think it's an interesting point. I'm with him about, you say 110%, I'm with him about, let's say, 65%. Okay. Because I just will go with my own neighborhood. I don't see a lot of speed traps anymore. What I do see is a lot of people on patrol. And so maybe that's just my neighborhood because it needed it. But I have noticed a big reduction in a speed trap because I used to live in an area right by one, and more in the terms of actual patrol cars going around the neighborhood. And it's actually, I think, become a safer neighborhood in the last 6 to 8 months because of that change. So
good for you. Excuse me.
Maybe I'm just lucky. Right. Maybe I'm lucky in this neighborhood.
I think in my town where I live and grow up, I think the police chief is a scoundrel. But there are a lot of good police officers who have been on the force for a long time, people who may know me, and therefore I might get some attention, either good or bad. But in general, I don't think the police are sensitive anymore. This is a general statement about policing. I think the police have become groups of people to avoid. The average person sees a police car, wants to turn the other way. Last night I was coming back from working in a field about 8 o'clock, just about dark, and I came up on a light, and there was a police officer on the other side of the road, and I drove straight ahead. He turned and followed me. I don't know that he was following per se, but I wanted to get away from him. There was nothing wrong with anything I was doing, but I just didn't like him on my tail. I think oftentimes there are too many policemen. They aren't well trained, and they certainly aren't paid well enough in most instances, unless they're getting a lot of overtime or double duty or whatever it is, and they are paid pretty outrageously for that in comparison to what they get when they're actually on patrol or doing what they're supposed to be doing. There are just too many utterly ridiculous situations that develop because police are not well trained enough in too many jurisdictions. In your area, maybe my area, better trained, but still, in general, the bottom line is people want to avoid the police. When I was a child, we loved the officers. I remember Officer Walter Mahoney was the safety officer for the police department. He used to come to the schools, gentle. His wife, in fact, was my third grade teacher. I used to think he was a really swell guy. He was a tough-looking old Irish cop, and he didn't give him any, but he still had a soft spot in his heart for children, and he would teach us about safety, simple things, crossing the street, looking both ways. That was just at the time when people were working against tobacco.
Do you think that the police have changed, or do you think that the unions and all the lawsuits and everything have changed them, and this is what we get as a result?
The unions have ruined policing, as they have ruined teaching, as they've ruined most other things in the public sector. That's a very good call, actually. It's another testament to why we don't need unions. In fact, they ought not to be public employee unions, period. All right? So there we have something we've started and stirred the pot. What do you know about this, and how are things changing with your point of view on things like stand your ground? How are the police in your area? Good food for thought as you're going off this morning. Are there radar guns pointed at you? 800-510-8255. Let's talk about fish oil.
Oh-ho! I love fish oil. I know. Every day.
Yes. Fish oil is one of the most important things you can do for your heart, Jennifer. But did you also know that the omega-3s in fish oil are great for your brain? That's one of the reasons that I'm onto this, because I want to make sure my brain doesn't dry up.
You want to keep it supple.
Yes, and omega-3s do that. The way to get enough omega-3 from your fish oil is to require yourself to take 4 or 5 fish oil pills a day, or you can take Vitality Ultra Pure Omega-3. That's right. Dr. Ken said, I remember, he thinks you ought to take 4 of these pills a day. 4, usually 1,000 milligrams. Well, this is a way for you to get all of that in one pill, and you won't burp as a result of it. Burp, you know what happens when you take some of these.
Oh, you don't
things.
Want to burp fish. Burp. No, that's gross.
No. Ooh, yeah, it is. Here, let me kiss you.
Yeah.
Vitality is so potent, Vitality Ultra Pure Omega-3, so potent, you can take one a day and get all the omega-3s you need. It's certified free of any heavy metal, no contaminants. It's been independently tested, Vitality Ultra Pure Omega-3. It's harvested sustainably, so everything about it is A-1. And the best thing is now you can try Vitality Ultra Pure Omega-3 free. Free, free, free. You pay $8.95 shipping and handling. That's it. Call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Start helping your heart today with your purchase of Vitality Ultra Pure Omega-3s. The folks at Solana Health will be donating a box of Vitality Ultra Pure fish oil to mothers in need between now and the 1st of May. Yeah, very cool. All right, so get the essence of what you need with Vitality Ultra Pure Omega-3. Dial 888-809-6424.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergies stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. My job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
800-510-8255. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program. Stand your ground in question. Tony wants to be heard. So, Tony, help yourself. Good morning.
Hello, Doug. How's it going this morning?
Well, how about with you, sir?
Going well also.
Good.
In my opinion, the so-called standing ground law is one of the biggest mistakes ever made, I feel. Obviously, it didn't work out during the Wild West. You know, days and all. And when I consider it...
That's interesting.
I know.
Stand your ground, blam, 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 blam.
Yeah. Exactly. There we go. And when I consider it, you know, there would be stand your ground, but then there's also creating a situation and all. And that's what this Zimmerman guy did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he created the situation, you know, where he could... Or he could well have, you know, begun to get himself beat down.
Yeah.
You know, it could well be, you know, if he had injuries on the back of his head and all of that,
yeah,
that he had bitten off more than he could chew.
Yeah.
And the kid did begin to defend himself.
Yeah.
And then this clown realized that he wasn't going to be able to take this kid.
Mm.
So now he's created a situation in which he was permitted to kill this kid.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't really permitted to, but he took took matters into his own hands. All right, Tony, thank you. Johnny May, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you replayed the guy from Georgia who was on his way to work and saw the three policemen. I'm glad you replayed that. I heard it the first time, but I didn't pay much attention to it because basically I kind of agreed with him a little bit that, you know, revenue is probably a big part of the job now. But what really shocked me was the fact that he said something about they would handle it the same way that it was done 200 years ago. Well, 200 years ago, Trayvon's life wouldn't have been worth anything as an African-American. Not 200 years ago, even 60 or 70.
That's actually a good point. There would have been no trial. There would have been nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good point. Thank you. Food for thought, that's what this is all about. 800-510-8255. Jennifer and Doug at 21 After on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Next question in the Redneck Test, what is Scrapple, Robert?
Scrapple is that game you play that got all them alphabets in it.
No, no, no.
Different types of joggers out there. Have you seen the people that love jogging so much they won't even stop when they get to a red light? They just continue to just jog in place the whole time while the... Now, for most of us, we'll find any excuse to stop running. We see a red light, we take a break. Basically, it's just bending over like that. Shoelace untied, we stop for it. We see a bench, we rest on it. Someone threw a mattress out, we lie down on it. But some people are so committed that they won't let anything stop them from getting out and exercising. Like occasionally, I'll see people running in the rain. I will not do that. If I see a drop of water outside, I'm not going out. I don't care if it came from an air conditioning unit. I'm not taking any chances. People don't let their kids slow them down. That always amazes me. Last week, I saw a woman jogging. She had a double-wide stroller with her twins in there. She had three dogs, and she had her bras air-drying on the leash. Now I've started seeing joggers that are the most intense of all. They're jogging barefoot. Have you seen these people? I can't tell if they're exercising or trying to catch the person who took their shoes. I don't know. It seems like the more serious people are about running, the less clothing they wear. And it reminds me, a message, all you serious runners out there, if you could stretch inside your house, we'd appreciate it.
Crazy stuff happened over the weekend. Secret Service involved in a sex scandal. You following this story? Yeah, 11 Secret Service agents are in trouble for reportedly having sex with a prostitute while on a trip to Colombia. Yeah. In their defense, the Secret Service agents are saying it's part of their oath to put themselves in hoe's way.
Thank you for being here with us instead of volunteering time in your local communities. We appreciate it. You know, this week is National Volunteer Week. This is the week to do one nice thing so you can spend the rest of the year telling everyone about it. Let me tell you, you couldn't pay me to volunteer for something. You really couldn't. Of course, I'm kidding. I happen to think that every week should be Volunteer Week. Am I right? I've done my part. I try not to volunteer too much this week because I don't want the rest of the year to get its expectations up. You know what I'm saying?
Not a great day for a great American, though. Tom Petty, someone stole his five vintage guitars of his right before his concert tour. If the criminals are caught, they'll only be charged with a misdemeanor because it's a petty theft. I stole that from Jay Leno. What do you think?
Yeah, you got him on the ropes now.
It's a petty theft.
Yeah, the story, Jennifer, did you hear that? Tom Petty's guitars get stolen.
No, I missed it. What happened?
Yeah, no, apparently he and all the other members of the group were rehearsing for a performance, and they left the guitars on a soundstage in Culver City. And they went back the next day, and the guitars were all gone. And we're talking about guitars that go back to the origin of his career, a 67, I think it was a Fender, but some really great guitars, Gonzo.
Oh.
And yes, using the term, well, it's so easy. It was labeled by the police as petty theft.
I know.
Yeah,
it's kind of silly, though. I'm not a huge Tom Petty fan.
Nor am I.
But... No. you know, you leave those guitars lying around. That's probably not the smartest thing. But, gosh, you know, those, they probably have history. I mean, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
All right. Speaking of history, Simon Cowell is profiled in an unauthorized biography entitled Sweet Revenge, The Intimate Life of Simon Cowell.
Ooh, what does he do? All those T-shirts?
Not sure. I think there probably are a few other things in here. His sexual shenanigans and the people that he's been around, the TV personality. Is it, who is he? Is
he was dating? With Terry. He was with Terry Seymour, and then he was with Mezgin Husseini, I believe is how you say her name. But he gave her a house, an $8 million house.
See you later, alligator. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Eating street food isn't just something to experience in Southeast Asia. We're now seeing mobile food vendors all over North America. But how can you know what you're eating is really good for you? Well, now you can rest assured because street vendors actually have to submit to health inspections, just like restaurants. In Los Angeles, officials approved a letter grading system so customers can see how the vendor scored. New York City's Green Card program has licensed fruit and vegetable vendors, with the strict rule that they can't cut, peel, or process the produce on the cart. So take a lesson from this and stick to only buying produce that you wash yourself. In Canada, the Vancouver Coastal Health Authority recently approved 17 street vendors on the condition that the food meet minimum nutritional standards. Okay, this one might smack of a nanny law, but at least a healthier option is out there. No matter what city you're in, the vendor's permit should be easily visible or available upon request. And although it's not necessarily the law everywhere, anyone handling food should be wearing gloves. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
I took a trip to Seattle.
I took a trip to Seattle.
I took a plush Oki Sarah halibut ceviche trip to Seattle.
I took a Gauguin exhibit, Piroshkis at the Market, trip to Seattle.
I took a 9-acre public market,
8 live bands,
midnight martinis, trip to Seattle.
Spend a weekend in Seattle, and it'll stay with you long after you depart. Visit 2daysinseattle.com to plan your trip today.
Get great Seattle hotel deals through April 29th. 2 days in Seattle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter, new instant white rice as low as $8.49, and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99, and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJak.com. Be sure to spell FlowJak.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Moments presented every day as we have an opportunity to talk about the things that are going on in the world, maybe updates the last 14-15 hours of information presented here. 800-510-8255. Doug@DougStephan.com is the email address. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day is how you connect with us. A lot of things happening on the Facebook page yesterday, Jen, while you were gone. Hopefully we'll be able to do. I just like to make sure that everybody knows, or we try to acknowledge as much as possible, the ways that people will take time to communicate with us. It's a very cool thing. It's a two-way deal. It's important. It's necessary. It's satisfactory. Every, you know. The Pentagon has widened its investigation into the Secret Service problem in Colombia.
Right.
Secret Service sex scandal. 11 of its agents suspended, including 2 supervisors and 3 members of the elite counter-assault team. They are accused with hiring prostitutes as President Obama's visit to the country for the Summit of Americas was being prepared. The U.S. Southern Command announces that 5 service members assigned to support the Secret Service violated curfew and may also have been involved in this scandalous behavior. Allison. I guess the boys will be boys. I'm not passing it off.
Do they get time off to do this sort of thing? I mean, I thought maybe when they have to sleep.
They have to sleep, and so they decided not to sleep alone.
So the definition of sleep, okay.
Yeah, right. That's the way it is. So the thing here is whether or not they use taxpayer money. That's the only thing I care about. They paid for these guys, these people, hopefully guys with women. If they paid for them with an expense account, they should be fired and prosecuted.
Right.
That's it. Otherwise, I don't care. Make any difference to
me. Even if they're on duty.
Well, I don't know what that means. On duty. Are they on duty 24 hours a day? Maybe
that's what I'm wondering. I
don't know.
They might be. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. So we're talking like people with paper butts. So we best, when it doesn't sound too authoritative if we say, I don't know, do you not know? I don't know.
Well, the question is, do you know if the Secret Service is always on duty when they're traveling with the person?
I do not know that. However, someone might be able to specifically answer that question. And if you have a specific question, a specific answer, if you got a question, you can call it.
Or if you have a question.
Hey, we have lots of questions here, and obviously not too many answers. 800-510-8255. Okay, you were in Las Vegas yesterday. National Association of Broadcasters began their annual meeting, but that was not the big issue yesterday there. Apparently, there is an investigation going on into what happened in Las Vegas a couple of years ago It's more government scandal, I guess, right?
Yeah, it was the General Services Administration, and they had a 2010 conference that cost the taxpayers over $800,000. Mm-hmm. The guy that was in charge was finally, it took part in a hearing yesterday, and he took the fifth, which doesn't happen very often. He every question that he was asked by Daryl Issa, he said, "I respectfully declined to answer any questions here today based on my Fifth Amendment constitutional privileges." So he didn't answer anything, but he's in deep hot water because they have emails of his, and this kills me. In one email, he invited his personal friends to this conference, writing, and this is a quote, "We'll get you guys a room near us, and we'll pick up the room tab. Could be a blast." Isn't that great? And then he continues on, "I know I'm bad, but as Deb and I often say, why not enjoy it while we have it and while we can? Ain't going to last forever."
So, in my mind, this is something that trickles up to the top. This is the kind of thing that drives people crazy because our government is so big, so out of control, no supervisors, no leadership. This kind of stuff doesn't happen if you're controlling the operation. Government is too big. We are now voting, some of us, some of you, not me, to expand government into various areas. It gets bigger and bigger, more out of control, more waste, more fraud, more corruption, more abuse. And this is just another example of both of these. The Secret Service sex scandal and the GSA scandal, using taxpayer money, inappropriately operating while you are, your job here is very important, and you're not paying attention to your job. You're sucking off of the public teat. And so all the people
it's
that
we're going to enjoy it while we can mentality.
Right, exactly.
That's
exactly what
it is.
Time to sweep everything clean, clear out the house, start over again. We need to nuke this system. All right? It's just too big. You can't oversee. The GSA is responsible for overseeing government facilities and office space and supplies. They can't oversee themselves. Obviously, if they did, they could, or if they really were serious, then these sorts of things wouldn't happen. This is exactly what they're supposed to. Their job is to make sure these sorts of things don't happen in other government agencies. And they're guilty of it themselves, so the chickens and the fox and all that stuff. Right? Am I overstating it? I don't think so.
I don't think so. No.
800-510-8255. Okay, this 15-year-old from Texas, charged yesterday with 9 counts of murder after a van he was driving crashed, killed 9 illegal immigrants riding inside the van.
Ugh.
Teen was charged with 17 counts of smuggling a person causing serious bodily harm, including death. The boy was not identified, told police he drove the van because the family had been threatened. The 9 killed in the van were all Mexican citizens. So I'm trying to figure this one out, too.
Was he driving? Why was he driving immigrants around?
Yeah. What?
I think that's the question. What was he doing?
Yeah. That is the question.
Mm-hmm.
People in Texas got an answer? 800-510-8255. Doesn't have a license at 15. A lot
he
of
he have a learner's permit, which you need adults, and I guess he had 17 of them, so maybe that's not the crime he's committing. At 15, you get a learner's permit, but I think you have to be in the car with someone over 25.
Not in my state, you don't.
Oh, when do you get it?
When you're 16.
That's a driver's license at 16.
No, 16 and a half here.
Interesting. Okay.
In California, you can have a learner's permit at 15?
15 and a half, yeah.
Really?
And then you learn, you practice for however long, 6 months, and then you can get your license at 16.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's, at any rate, I'm wondering, I know some of you are saying, what are we worrying about? They were a bunch of illegals.
Still people.
Yeah.
Still people.
There's a lot of questions, more questions than answers.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking online. There is nothing, no reason why he was driving the 17 people.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Do you have age spots, brown spots, liver spots? Not pleasant, not attractive, not nice. Those ugly spots can be a constant source of embarrassment. And all those greasy cover-ups, ugh, not the answer. Chaminex has introduced Brilliant. Chaminex is a well-known producer of all kinds of creams, anti-wrinkle treatments, that sort of thing. They now, Jennifer, have a product called Brilliance. Three breakthrough ingredients proven to lighten your age spots, lighten your liver spots, lighten all that overall pigmentation if it's irregular or uneven. Brilliance from Chaminex will brighten your skin and beautify your skin tones. Call this number now. This is the only way you can get this product. 800-525-4988. You'll get a free bottle of Brilliance when you buy one of these bottles, I think at the regular price. Try it out for yourself. Be finished with those embarrassing brown age spots, especially the ones on your face, your neck, and your hands. Yeah. You'll get a lot of compliments. Dial 800-525-4988. Call now for a limited time, a risk-free offer. Brilliance Skin Brightener. This is the time of year to wave goodbye to all these spots. 800-525-4988.
All right, sir, your new tires are all installed.
And how much do I owe you?
Let's see, 4 all-weather radials plus balance, alignment, and labor brings your total to $0.
Did you say zero?
Yep, it's free.
Thank you. From the bottom of my wallet.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, print, and e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today. Not appropriate for all returns. Trusted brand claim based on Intuit Commission Survey, September 2011.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
800-510-8255, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, issues of the day, the illegal alien story with a 15-year-old driver. Here's Bob listening in El Paso. Bob, what can you tell us about this that we don't already know?
Well, all I can tell you, Doug, is that down there, that's the Rio Grande Valley area of Texas where that happened in, near the Gulf of Mexico. And
right.
It's out of control down there with all the illegal aliens and drugs coming in, and the smuggling organizations. They use juveniles to drive the load vehicles once they're all on this side of the border, because if they do get caught, hardly anything ever happens to them. That's first off, if you get a group of smuggled aliens, you have to have at least two aliens who are willing to testify against the driver. If not, they won't even prosecute them. They won't even prosecute them. And a lot of times...
Wow.
I mean,
and he was given $40 a person. I heard the kid was given $40 for every person he smuggled in.
That's if they do it successfully. If they get caught, they don't get paid anything.
Right.
Wait, hold on a second. So this kid is a Texan. He's an American citizen. He's not? The 15-year-old was an illegal too?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if you read the story.
The way I read it was he was an American. Palm View is the town in Texas where this happened.
Okay.
And he was driving these illegals, killed nine of them. What you're saying is that the brokers who bring the people across hire kids to drive the vans illegally. They're too young to have a license. If they get caught, obviously something like this puts it in a different perspective, but if they're just driving them into town to let them loose, then...
No, not let them loose. They usually take them to a safe house.
To a safe house, then. Mm-hmm. And so this shows you, I don't know, there's something so sick about this. In every way. It just, again, back to what we were saying earlier about the government being so big that we can't control anything. We have there's no rule, no regulation. People pulling this stuff off right and left under our nose, and there are no consequences. Bob, thanks for helping us understand the story. Appreciate it. 800-510-8255. Do I have it wrong or right, Jennifer?
I think you have it right. I mean, gosh, just constant manipulation of the system. Constant.
Here's a freaky story. How many of you heard about this 37-year-old fellow in Illinois who was attacked by a bunch of swans? Listen to this. Anthony Hensley is his name. Married, father of two. He worked for a company that uses swans and dogs to keep geese away in a park. He was in a kayak.
Geese are mean. I understand that.
He checked on the community swans when one of the swans swam toward him. Somehow the kayak flipped over and he fell out. The swan stayed on Hensley as he tried to make it to shore. He drowned. Apparently got too close to the swan's nesting area. Swans are not, they may be attractive to look at. They are dangerous. They are ugly. You know, we all use the swan as a symbol of beauty. That's only the old business about being skin deep. Swans are ugly, nasty, horrible creatures.
Well,
I've had my
run-ins
with them.
I don't know about that. They're very, from what I've heard, they're like very placid, but that they're monogamous, which is, I guess, why we use them at weddings and stuff.
Yeah.
But which makes them, they kind of hang out when they're nesting. They hang out and they get very territorial, which is why people use them against geese.
They are, they are white geese. It's a very interesting thing. You know how I've told you that in the pasture with my dairy cows, the black cows stay away from the brown cows and vice versa? They don't stay together. Geese and swans, although from the same family, do not get along. And that's, as you've suggested, why swans are used. Geese are nasty, dirty creatures as well. But for those who think, oh, the swans, they're beautiful, they may be beautiful to look at, but like a lot of things that are beautiful to look at, you don't want to get too close to them. Yeah, exactly. They are not.
Wow, that is really sad. He had a wife and two daughters.
Two children. Ugh. Yep, right. Yeah. So, anyway, what is the word to the wise is sufficient, I guess, on that one. Stay away from swans. But don't stay away from us. We've got lots of sweet things here, including Jennifer Horne, about the sweetest person I know. 51 after on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The story from DougSteffen.com today, from today's show, Jennifer, of the man who wanted a woman to say yes. So he took her on a series of 8 dates over the course of 12 hours. At the end of the journey, he proposed to her and she said yes. The reason this is news is because the fellow live tweeted the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. 8 dates in 12 hours?
Yep. Mike Dirksen is his name. Kicked things off by explaining his plan through a series of tweets, starting with, "The plan is simple. Over the next 12 hours, I'll be taking her on 8 different dates to 8 different places. Each location is a story and special meaning. Some of them sentimental. Others are inside jokes. On each date, he gave his girlfriend a card containing a picture, a memory, and a wish. And then the final date was where he had the first date, and he proposed.
Okay,
to her.
So they knew each other prior.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I was wow, a 12-hour marathon and then a marriage. That's crazy.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
Very sweet. Yeah. I like that idea.
Technology at its finest there, the story of DougSteffen.com. Shelley Palmer is our guru of information when it comes to technology. Verizon charging upgrade fees, and Best Buy closing 50 stores. Where will they be? Shelley tells us in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Best Buy has disclosed the locations of the 50 stores it will be closing. The world's largest specialty electronics chain will close 7 locations in California, 6 in Illinois, 6 in Minnesota, and even one way uptown in New York City. In a statement, Best Buy said, "This wasn't an easy decision to make. We chose the stores carefully and are working to ensure the impact to our employees will be as minimal as possible." Best Buy said most of the stores will close by May 12th. With 3 locations closing later this summer. There's no word on how many employees will be laid off, but Best Buy says that the workers will be notified Saturday and will be offered severance packages. Is this the beginning of the end for Best Buy? Some say it can't possibly survive with people shopping in the stores and then purchasing online. But others believe that this cost-cutting move will make Best Buy stronger. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com for more information.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
All right, another element from DougStefan.com today, Jennifer, for the iPhone user who may be in an odd, sort of dangerous situation, like Jack Bauer.
Mm-hmm.
Help at hand from a firm called Marudal. They have a $650 case for your iPhone.
Holster your iPhone!
It's completely bulletproof.
Cool. You never know.
Right. The story of DougStefan.com.
You may not make it, but your iPhone will.
Right, yeah.
That's good news.
Could offer the perfect protection for those planning to recreate the infamous iPhone versus gun videos popular on YouTube, which see amateur marksmen shooting their phones and other gadgets to see what happens. Oh, my God. These people need to get a life. The case features an inch-thick slab of steel plating. Firm claims can resist a 50-caliber round. So you can click on that story at DougStefan.com. The shoot 'em ups continue. 59 passed on Good Day.